On a Saturday in March 2021, WBUR Ideas and Opinions contributor Grace Segrin felt a pea-sized lump in her breast. Her doctor put her through a battery of tests, and within days, she got the troubling news. It was stage 4 cancer, terminal.
After my diagnosis, I didn't know what to tell my granddaughter, Ella. She was only 5 when I learned about the cancer. When she came over for a visit after my first chemo treatment, I told her I needed to lie down for a while. Ama is sick, we would say, but that was a euphemism. I wanted to tell her the truth, that our time together was short. But what would I say?
Grace fought the cancer with everything she had, but the targeted hormone therapy her doctor prescribed made her terribly sick.
It sent me to bed for months. I was nauseous, exhausted, lifeless. Eating had always been one of my greatest pleasures, but that was the first thing to go. Everything I put in my mouth tasted metallic. Buttered toast resembled sawdust. Routine things, getting dressed, taking a shower, putting on my shoes, became punishing activities. I thought some people have it easy, like my husband Raja. 12 years ago, he was waiting to be discharged from the hospital after open-heart surgery when he collapsed and died. Lucky guy. My death is a more drawn-out affair.
After a year of treatment, a nurse practitioner asked Grace if she'd consider transitioning to hospice care. In this essay, Grace tells us what happened next.
I didn't have a picture of what hospice was, except that it's where you go when you are about to die. But I trusted my medical team's judgment. I said yes. I went into hospice, and to my surprise, that's how I got my mojo back. I was taken off all cancer drugs and cared for at home by the hospice medical team. Hospice gave a name to my condition. That was good because it made it much easier to talk about dying and death. It also gave my family and friends the license to call it by name. Finally, we can all be honest with each other and talk about our feelings for one another as we plan for the end of my life and beyond. About 6 weeks after stopping treatment, my nausea and aversion to food was gone. I woke up one morning wanting an egg salad on sourdough bread and an iced oat milk latte for breakfast. For lunch, I wondered if we should do the dim sum carts at Joyful Garden. My taste for lemonade and tahini shortbread at Sofra was back too. I can't walk 9 miles a day as I did pre-cancer. It's a good day if I can make it a quarter mile. I don't always want to see people, and I tire easily. But I have the support of my beloved hospice team, and it enables me to live the life I want for as long as I can. When I first entered hospice, my daughter, Bessie, had just given birth to my second granddaughter, Lily. In her postpartum fog, Bessie got involved with the home hospice care team. She would get me out of bed, dressed, and out to lunch or tea. Then we would rest in bed after lunch, with baby Lily latched firmly to her breast, lying between us. The afternoons sailed along, filled with chatter or comfortable silence. Every so often, Bessie would ask me to do something, like give her a list of people I want her to contact when I die, or the songs and order of service at my funeral. Some of those things I haven't thought about yet. I'm still getting used to the idea of dying. We've had our issues, as mothers and daughters do. The pace of life, ambitions, and selfish desires had drawn us apart. But hospice has helped redeem the years that the locusts had eaten. We got to do what we wanted with the time I have left, spend it with each other meaningfully. The window will close at some point and I will go into decline as the cancer takes over. But I'm grateful for this interregnum. Hospice care has given me back my life for now. I don't know when the window will close. None of us do, really. But I'm cherishing every moment while it lasts. I'm at peace and ready to slip away knowing I have loved and am loved. And then sometimes we play games, you know, like...
Tiger.
Yeah, little tiger. She's a little tiger. Yeah. Yeah, that's my little tiger.
Grace Segrin is a regular contributor to WBUR's Ideas and Opinions page. To read Grace's essays about her cancer diagnosis and decision to enter hospice care, visit WBUR.org.